when you're digging it, when you're putting up a fence, you have to dig holes every so often and put in what? Fence?
Fence poles.
And you make a fence or a wall of loose stones, you'd call that a... dishes are sometimes called
best dishes,
yeah,
or the company dishes.
Yeah, what well, they're made out of, the what do you call it?
Oh, china.
Yeah. And if you ever seen an egg on a farm used to fool a chicken made out of the same stuff?
Yes.
What do they call that?
I think they call it a glass egg.
Or you might call it, using this word,
a china egg. I used to bring them in.
I just want to get that. We have to get that and, you know, pronounce together those two words. Now, a large wooden vessel for carrying water. Is the handle on top?
Bucket.
And now one used with a tin one made for milk and carrying.
Pail.
And a tin or plastic one used around the house for certain jobs. Might call it, use my prefix mop or scrub. You ever use either of those terms, scrub?
Scrub pail.
And one for garbage?
Garbage pail.
And a large galvanized refuse cans, those 20 gallon cans.
Garbage cans.
Frying eggs.
Frying pan.
And a one that's electrified.
Electric frying pan.
Now, a heavy iron vessel with a large opening on the top for boiling potatoes or cabbage. No, this isn't enlarged, but this is something you heat water for tea in.
Kettle.
You have a table, you have a knife, fork, and a...
spoon.
And you put cut flowers in a...
vase.
And permanent refuse constructions. I don't know, remember these in Chicago they used to have in the alleys? Made out of concrete?
Yes.
What do you have a name for them?
We call them garbage cans.
My folks it's called the same thing. After a big meal, you might say, I have to do what? I have to wash.
Do the dishes.
Yeah, okay. Or you might say,
wash the dishes.
After you wash the dish in under hot water, she washes the dish, and then she might hold it under clear water.